Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C.
This half hour is presented by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. So excited to be hanging out with you on this Wednesday morning. And I am joined this half hour by our friends from the Escambia County Sheriff's Department. We've got Amber Southard and Commander Kanata here with me live and in person, which of course I'm always still excited about. And thank you both so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate being here. I just want to remind people that we are on Facebook Live. So if you have a question for us, we'll try to answer it the best we can. If we can't, you can always email pio@escambiaso.com and I'll get it to the correct person or department that can answer that question better for you. So again, feel free to drop a comment down there. Just say good morning. We always like to see those too. So I brought Commander Kanata on because we wanted to talk about holiday safety. There's a lot of tips that people can use during the holiday season. We're starting to see already people putting Christmas lights up and their Christmas trees. I actually had a friend post the other day on Facebook that was kind of funny, and he apologized to all the men in his subdivision that he already put the lights up on his house because he knows that's going to bring pressure on them to do the same now. So he apologized for that, which I thought was kind of funny. But I feel like this month's flown by. We're already getting there.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can't believe. I know we've been talking about like Thanksgiving and Phil the Mayflower and stuff, and in my head I think, oh, did Halloween happen?
Yes. Christmas is around the corner. So people are already, jumping on those deals. And with Black Friday kind of looking different, a lot of people not participating in that because of COVID, you're starting to see the sales come up a little differently. So we thought now is a good time to kind of talk about some of those. So if I am shopping online, which a lot of people are going to be doing this year because of COVID, they don't really want to go into the stores. What are some things I can do when I'm online shopping to make sure that my identity and things like that don't get stolen?
Well, mainly just with anything, your security is the most important thing. Is keep some of the information that you don't need to put on there. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, especially over social media platforms like Facebook, those I'll call them games. Guess your age. You're giving individuals your personal information. It makes it mm-hmm. easier to crack who you are and passwords and things like that. So you just want to be wary of that. Definitely use a platform that is secure, such as your own Wi-Fi from your house. I'd recommend mm-hmm. doing your shopping, even though it's online, mm-hmm. from something that you can trust. I'd avoid doing it out in public areas to where you have no control over the security issues.
That's a great point. I don't think people think about you're hopping on that restaurant Wi-Fi, and there are so many other people that might be, on it with you.
Yes, it's free, but somebody mm-hmm. else is watching. There's more of a chance of it anyway.
Yeah, so a secured Wi-Fi system if you're using Wi-Fi to shop with.
Yes. Yeah. And I guarantee you, we all know that they're going to be using Amazon and shopping online, which does mm-hmm. bring up another good point. Mm-hmm. What do you do once you've made the purchase, now the packages are supposed to be delivered. Mm-hmm. It is the season of an abundance of package deliveries.
Yes.
And we are probably going to see an increase in the number of packages stolen from porches.
Gosh, we see that quite a bit during this time of the year. They call them porch pirates. They come and kind of drive through the neighborhoods. They see people they kind of check you out. Like, okay, and people don't think about it, but between the hours of what, 9 and 3 are normally 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. are normally when this is happening, when people are at work.
Yes, and mm-hmm. They still deliver packages on Sunday, especially mm-hmm. during the holiday years. Mm-hmm. So, whether you're in church or something like that, and then the time savers or daylight saving times just mm-hmm. kicked in, so it gets dark earlier. So those packages are being delivered after dark.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the individuals that will drive around your porch pirates, and all they're doing is just scanning. They're looking at your house, make sure to see if you have security cameras mm-hmm. and how fast they can get those packages.
Do you think security cameras are a good deterrent for that kind of stuff?
I do believe they are. Mm-hmm. I myself invested in a good security system. We have a Ring, which will give you notifications once a package has arrived, mm-hmm. and then we have the 8 camera system that you can get anywhere and just log on from anywhere. Mm-hmm. In my case, even if we're vacationing back home in Guam, we can still log on to check the yard and
the
house.
That's cool. Yeah.
Because of the Wi-Fi apps. Mm-hmm. So it is a good deterrent to have.
Yeah, that's always. And what we typically see is even in the videos, like a neighbor's camera will sometimes catch it from across the street, and you'll see them kind of driving up and down slowly. So again, if you see something suspicious in your neighborhood, like that, a vehicle that's normally not there, they're driving super slow. You see them stop in front of somebody's house that it just feels weird. You normally don't see it. They can always call the non-emergency line, correct?
Absolutely. It's better to have it checked out than to just ignore it.
That 436-9620, you can always call that if you're feeling uneasy about something. Something just doesn't look right. It doesn't hurt to have somebody come out and check it out for you. But that's what they're doing. They're cruising the streets. They're looking to see if there's any kind of buildup of packages, if there's one package.
Yes.
They're kind of looking around to see if anybody's, you know, watching or noticing. And then you'll see them on the videos. They just scurry right up to the front door, take what's not theirs, and hit the road.
Yep, casually walk off, maybe not even running. They try and make it look as nonchalant as possible, and they're off with your packages, and you're wondering what happened to them.
Then your kids don't have their Christmas gifts. That's awful.
That's sad.
But back to the shopping online, if you're purchasing something, is it better to use a credit or debit card?
It is always better to use a credit card. Yep. A lot of the financial institutions, and I've just learned this over the past few years, will give you an alert anytime your card is used, just to make sure that it's yours. If you don't have that, or you don't have that option yet, you haven't done that, I would recommend doing that. I know it could be tiresome getting a bunch of notifications on your phone, but in reality it's a good thing, because you're going to see an uptick and an increase in this type of crime. So I'd go to your financial institution and ask for that particular notification. That way you know exactly where and when your card was used. So if it isn't you can immediately stop the card, and you can challenge it with the institution and say, hey, that wasn't me. And they can start their own independent investigation.
The difference is with the debit card, you're out your money.
Yes, you are out your money with a debit card. Yeah. You're not going to get it back for a while. It's just more difficult. And we've seen in our fraud division more cases of fraud by way of use of your debit card over a credit card. It's just a lot easier to get your information and commit fraud using a debit card than a credit card.
Unfortunately, you know, well, we look at this as such a happy time of year where, you know, we've got small children. It's fun to, you know, see them during this time of year. But people also prey during this time of year. It's like the season for scammers as well. So they're looking to take advantage of people during this time of year. So just be vigilant when you're purchasing things, especially online. I know everybody's looking for a good deal. So they're cruising through Craigslist or wherever it is to see if you can find local. But just be very careful, because people aren't always truthful in those ads.
Not at all. And a lot of on Craigslist, a lot of our stolen property packages and things like that end up on Craigslist to be sold. And again, if you recognize something like that where your property is being sold secondhand through Craigslist or some other, you know, a pawn shop or whatever, then by all means call us. Again, the non-emergency line, 436-9620, and we'll get on it.
That is always something to kind of look out for. We have seen some of the craziest scams through things like Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. I mean, even people selling homes that get scammed on there. So, yeah, just please read it carefully and vet the process. And people are always looking for safe locations to meet to also do these swaps during this time of year. And like a public place, a well-lit public place is somewhere where you'd want to go.
Yes, well-lit public place, a lot of people, and never go alone. You just, I don't want to scare everyone, but it's always good to have another person there.
Yeah.
You're less likely to become a victim of a crime if you have someone with you.
Yeah.
And it's just another set of eyes. Should something happen, get stolen, or, you know, you're taken advantage of, that gives us another person to talk to try and catch the culprit in it.
Now, if I do decide to go brave a store and you know, fight the crowds or anything like that, to actually go inside a box store to shop for Christmas, we do have some safety tips for that, like especially when it comes to parking and if you're making multiple trips inside and outside the store dropping gifts off.
Yes. So we've always said park in the well-lit areas, especially if you're doing it at night, park underneath the light and things like that. And that is a good tip, but you know, I'd like people to think a little more into it. You know, you mentioned it is a happy time of year. We think that, you know, the kids, Christmas decorations, nobody's out there to do anything wrong because it's the holiday season. Well, that's just not the case with some of these individuals. So pre-plan. Make sure that you have something. My recommendation is something as simple as setting up your wallet or your purse so you know exactly where your cards are at and they're secure. Nobody can get a hold of them. It's not easy to get, you know, lifted out of your purse while you're shopping, your wallet or anything like that, because we've seen several cases where you could see it on video from inside one of the department stores where a suspect will walk up. And it's the same thing as the porch pirates. They're walking around the store looking for a victim. Mm-hmm. Who is it that's so distracted by shopping that they leave their purse in their cart 10 feet away and it's zipped open? You know, it's left open and you can see a wallet in there. They'll walk up nonchalantly and just snatch it and then quietly walk off. And before you know it's gone, you're at the cash register an hour later trying to pay for this stuff. And that's, unfortunately, that's a case that, that happens a lot. So just pre-plan. Make sure that you keep that purse, wallet close to you. Do not give these suspects an opportunity to take your stuff. That's what they're looking for. Just don't be a victim. Likewise, once it's all done, have a plan for when you're going to go out. Keep your keys ready. Have them ready before you leave the store, whether it's keyless, remote unlocking, or a key that you actually, because I still do that, key on the door to unlock it. Just have it ready in hand. That way, the process is much shorter. You walk straight out to the car, you unlock your car, you put your stuff in, and you're gone. Safe and sound, not a problem. But always look for, just as you had mentioned with the porch pirates, you know, we depend a lot on neighbors and you know, an informed community. A lot of us live in neighborhoods where we have the neighbors that are so involved. They will come over and say, hey, there was a person in checking out your car or whatever. I like those neighbors.
Me too. Yes, me too.
Because now I feel more comfortable leaving my house, and I know that my neighbors have my back. They're watching out for me. Likewise, I will do the same for them. But you want to make sure when you're out shopping, the mall, Walmart, whatever, that you're keeping your eyes open. Just be aware of your surroundings. Don't just stare at your feet as you're walking. You know, everyone's wearing a mask because of COVID. But just be aware of your surroundings. You know, there might be something suspicious. And if that's the case, as you're walking out to your car and you see a suspicious-looking car that's parked next to you, turn around, go back into the store. A lot of these department stores have security personnel, and ask to be walked out. It really is that simple. And I do foresee our Signal 15s or our extra duty jobs increasing, you know, like at the mall that the city takes care of, the Pensacola Police Department. I see Walmart offering our deputies, you know, for extra security in the parking lots during the holiday times.
So those stores are taking the initiative in hiring actually law enforcement to come out and make sure that their customers are safe during
this
time.
Yes, that's the way it's been for years, at least the, you know, 20-something odd years that I've been here. That's always been something that they've done.
That's always nice. When you get those packages home, a lot of us struggle with spots to hide them, especially, you know, from your significant other, for children, family. And some people pick their cars and then forget to lock the doors.
Yes. This is going to sound like a broken record, but I'm telling you, just lock and secure your cars. You're protecting your valuables. You know, we still have the cases where people are unfortunately leaving firearms in their cars and they're not securing them. You don't want to be a victim. You don't want a firearm out there. And likewise, you don't want your packages that you spent your hard-earned money on to provide for your family for Christmas to be stolen. So not only lock in the car, but if you're going to keep them in your car, keep them out of sight. Put them in the trunk. If they're too big or whatever and they have to go in the back seat, then cover them up with something. Make it less appealing for these suspects to want to take it. And again, neighbors, we depend on neighbors so much. It doesn't take a lot on a Saturday or Sunday morning to just walk out to the front yard while you drink your coffee and just wave at them. You know, get to know them, talk to them. You know, it is a system that has worked for hundreds of years, just being neighborly.
Yeah, we've got people saying, yes, lock your doors. Absolutely. We've actually got people talking about that they see a lot of homeless people around here. They want to know, do we enforce or do we have any panhandling laws around here?
There are some panhandling laws. Now, we did have some of the panhandlers that stand at the intersections asking for money. There are certain rules that they have to abide by. This has been fought as far as legalities here locally for quite some time, and there really hasn't been an answer, a catch-all answer.
Right.
But again, you are not bothering the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. If you feel something is wrong and suspicious, if you just call us up, you can use that non-emergency line, and we'll have a deputy come out there and talk to them and figure out who they are and what they're doing.
Absolutely.
It is not a waste of time. We need to do it. It keeps them on their toes, and it keeps the deputies on their toes.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the packages, one thing I want to mention, though, is trying to find a place to hide it.
Yeah.
You know, we as a community need to keep in mind that these package companies, UPS, Postal Service, DHL, FedEx, they're about to see an abundance of work come their way.
Mm-hmm.
So I know some people leave a note on their door, hey, can you hide it behind the bushes? They're not going to have time all, every single day to do that. So you got to have a backup plan. You know, the cameras are great because you get to see when the packages arrive, but use the tracking features with these companies.
Yeah.
Amazon is great because they will tell you when it was delivered, and they'll actually send you a picture.
I love the picture aspect.
Yes.
They send me a picture. Actually, I've had my packages delivered to the wrong address and knew because the photo was obviously not my front porch, but I knew it looked like my neighbor. So I was able to contact my neighbor and say, hey, the wrong package was delivered there. And we were able to, to go get it real quick. But I love that feature.
And I like that you said that, Commander, about leaving a note. One of my neighbors had a sign made to go in her yard that said, please put packages. And it had directions. Well, they didn't have time. They were busy on their route and just left it. And so she was able to text me as she knew I was probably working from home that afternoon and said, would you just mind stopping over and just throw it over the fence? Like, we've got a nice lock on our fence. They're much less likely to see it.
Yeah.
Said, well, she even went through the trouble of printing out the sign, like having one made that said, please put them here. And they just don't necessarily have time.
They're busy.
But it was because we knew each other. I love your point about knowing your neighbors, who's around you.
Yes.
And most of us have like a ring or something like that. So she was able to see through her ring, okay, they left it on the porch. They didn't see the sign. I'll ask someone else to come help. I'm like, yes, of course, absolutely happy to help. So it can work. Yeah. It works if you work.
Yes. All you have to do is try. You have to ask. You have neighbors all over the place. Just get to know them. There's a benefit to it. They're watching your house just as much as you're watching theirs. It's all about safety and wanting a better neighborhood and keeping it safe.
I recommend cookies. It's a great way to get to know your neighbors.
Yes.
Drop some by, maybe socially distant, leave them on the porch or something, but just with a little note and say, we've got each other's backs.
Yes.
Just 2020 in general, but especially now with all of these considerations.
We promote the Neighborhood Watch program at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and we encourage people in your neighborhood, if you don't have a neighborhood watch and you're curious about how to put one together, we just did one last night virtually. So even with COVID, we're still learning how to do some of these courses at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and that's one. We're doing it virtually. So if you're curious about that or want to know how to set it up, you can always give us a call at 436-9630. You can ask for David Craig, Lisa Parrish, Lieutenant Frazier. Any of those three will be able to help you out and point you in the right direction of how to sign up for these courses. You can also visit our website at escambiaso.com and learn more about it. But yeah, we're really loving the virtual aspect to it. And that program is all about this is what we're doing in our neighborhood. This is what's working for us. And so another neighborhood that might be there and listening, our neighborhood is very similar to this one. Maybe we can instill some of that there, or we don't have a neighborhood watch. How did you guys form yours? How did you put it together? And it's a very beneficial program. We also use the neighborhood app with that a lot. I know a lot of people are on that. We follow it at the sheriff's office. We see what people are talking about, and it helps us out too to kind of see what's going on there.
And we got a text that came in that said, for package safety, rent a small 5x8 mini warehouse, which now I'm just envisioning. You could decorate like Santa's workshop. You could tell your kid you're not allowed in there. You could maybe, timeshare it with your neighbors if you just wanted one. But that's a creative solution, too, if you don't have a spot and the car is not a great choice. So mini warehouse, that's a suggestion on the table.
Yes, I feel like, we say lock your doors, keep it yours until we're blue in the face. That and the Crime Stoppers number. I feel like I could say all of that in my sleep. I probably do. My husband's probably tired of hearing it. But, that is, it's so true. And even when we're not in the holiday season, locking your doors, whether it be your garage, your cars, the doors to your home, locking doors is very important. A lot of people forget that they keep the garage fobs in their cars.
Yes.
So when they're pulling up, they can just hit that nice little fob, the door opens, they can come right into their home, but then they leave their cars unlocked. and now that person has access to get into your garage and take things from there, or even worse, inside your home.
And then you have to break a thing.
Mm-hmm. And so, again, just what the commander was saying, make it more difficult on them. And the more difficult you make it, the less likely you are to become a victim.
Yes. Okay. And the argument's been out there, you know, okay, well, if I lock my doors in my car, they're just going to bust a window. And I can tell you here locally with our agency and the reports that we've taken, mm-hmm. that is, it's pretty rare compared mm-hmm. to the number of vehicle burglary reports we take for unlocked yeah. vehicles.
I ask that question every time I see the emails go out, you know, a rash of car burglaries. I'm like, okay, were they unlocked? 99.9% of the time, they're yes. all unlocked. And they'll hit like 40 in one night in a neighborhood.
Wow.
And all 40 will have been unlocked.
Wow.
And so, it's so easy to do. We're all guilty of it. You're busy. You're coming home. You're trying to bring groceries in. You're trying to get the kids out of their car seat. You're trying to get inside. It's cold. You're trying to keep them out of the road. It's too hot. You know, it's raining, whatever it might be. And you're trying to get inside. And so, you're on your phone while you're coming home. And it slips your mind. We're all,
yeah.
I think everybody has done this at least once in their lifetime. You forget to lock that door, but it's that one time you forget that it yep. could happen. And it's unfortunate, but just, you know, try to have that reminder. Try to make it a routine. For me, it's a routine. When I get out of my car, I grab my purse, I immediately grab my car keys, and I lock the door from the inside as I'm opening it up. And then as soon as I get to my doorway, I lock it again from the key fob. And my husband makes fun of me for this, and I always ask him whenever, you know, we're out and about in town, I'm always like, did you lock the door as we're walking into the store? Yes, I locked the door. I'm like, well, good. I just want to know, because
yes.
it can happen, and the last thing I need is to call the non-emergency line. I'm like, yeah, it's me. You'll never guess what happened.
Right, you might not live that one down.
No. Yes.
Totally worth yes. doing it and yep. and just click it. I know for a long time the battery in my little key fob didn't work. And mm-hmm. so now I feel very luxurious that I get to beep and it beeps
it
and
now.
I know that it's locked for sure.
Yes. But it's just, it's one of those things, you know. And people think, oh, my neighborhood's secure. You know, that won't happen here. It will. They find a way. It's every neighborhood's vulnerable to it. They just
yes.
are.
I can say comfortably that nobody is safe from it. It's bound to happen sooner mm-hmm. or later. And like I said, you'd rather play it safe, keep mm-hmm. it locked, lock it again. You know, it's funny you mentioned your husband.
Yeah.
And my wife is the same way, except she'll yeah. ask me, did you lock it? And I'll say yes, but the key fob will be taken away from you.
I do that sometimes too.
Trust but verify. Trust
yes,
but verify.
Until she
I get
hears
her.
The beep herself.
yeah.
Yes.
So sometimes we just need to know. And I'm bad at night, you know, even I'm so paranoid of that happening that before I go to bed at night, sometimes I'll stand at the doorway with everybody's car keys in my hand, my work car, my personal car, you know, my husband's car, my brother's car, and I'm making sure everybody's cars are locked from
yes.
right there. I don't have to leave my front door to do it. So, yes, but I just don't want that to happen. So I feel like the more we say it, the more, you know, people will learn or get in their heads, and they don't have to learn by it happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what we want to avoid. We just don't want anybody to become a victim of that. It's just an awful scenario, no matter what time of year it is.
It's so true. I'm sorry mm-hmm. to say it did happen to us somewhat recently. Mm-hmm. My fiance, he left it, the car wasn't locked because the window wasn't busted, but his backpack was gone with his MacBook and his really nice headphones. And
yeah.
So even then, you know, I was thinking kind of what you said earlier, Commander, about checking Craigslist, checking pawn shops, mm-hmm. looking like local places. And we kind of just called it a loss and said, we're glad the window wasn't busted. Like
yeah.
lesson really hard earned. What, like, but we got it now and I'm going to
yeah.
make sure that that never happens again.
Yeah.
But I will say we did file a report and they came in, you know, did fingerprints
mm-hmm.
and all of that stuff. It was very responsive. They did everything they could, but it was on us. So we, you know, got to remember that, like you said, that's on
yeah.
it's on you.
And like I said, everybody's guilty of it. Life gets busy. You're busy, your mind, if you're, you know, coming home in the afternoons, it's probably going 90 to nothing. You're thinking about what you just did at work, what you're about to do tomorrow, what the kids need to do, dinner. Did I get all the groceries? I mean, there's just so many things going through your head, or you're on the phone with, you know, your mom or, you know, family member as you're coming in, and it's just so easy to miss that step. So just, you know, try to make a routine with yourself when you're getting out of the car, that you remember these things. Or I've been laying in bed in the middle of the night and been like, oh, crap, did I shut the garage door?
Mm.
I can't remember.
Yes. Doesn't hurt to check.
Yep, and just jump up and run and make sure, you know, it's shut, or check the camera. It's like, yep, I'm guilty of that too, being lazy and laying in bed and just checking the camera. Like, oh, yeah, no, it's shut.
But that's why we have them, right? Like, how great we have them now.
Yes.
Life can definitely get busy that you forget about this stuff, because other things that are left in the vehicles are, you know, a lot of our stolen vehicles aren't exactly, they go and, like on TV, bust the window in, use a screwdriver and start it up. No, they're because the keys are left in the vehicle.
Oh,
I don't mean to that vehicle. Mm. It's the spare key to your husband's vehicle or your wife's vehicle that's
parked
left in the glove box.
Oh, so
that
rough.
Happens so much.